The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Little week off last week, John, wasn't it?
Yes. Buenos dias. Sorry
you
about that.
You were away in Seville.
I was in Spain.
I said, let's have the week off. It's only the damn... What do we have? FA Cup won it the week before.
Yeah.
Not even the trophy.
Yeah, not interested.
Who did we beat in the FA Cup?
Tang Tang Tang. Some little swingy team. Wimborne.
Wimborne.
That would, yeah.
Tim would it
Sills
be nice?
Wimborne.
Tim Sills Wimborne. There we are. There we are. If we'd have been any sort of podcast, we may have got Tim on.
Yeah.
I think Talkie talked it.
We're not a Talkie
podcast.
We're not a Talkie podcast. And also, they're called Talking Talkie.
It's like a Talkie Talk or Talking Talkie?
Talking Talkie.
All right. Who's the other one then? I always get that wrong. There are many Talkie United podcasts.
Such a small team needed so many
massive
outlets.
Team. We're a massive team.
Well, yeah, if you listen to some of the managers.
What people get wrong is they think the size of a club and who they play and how many fans they've got designates how big a team you are, but actually the team you are is how much space you take up in people's heads, in people's minds, in people's lives. That's how big a club you are. Let me explain it to you in fishing terms, John. I'm wearing the pike hat.
Oh yeah,
seen that?
Noticed
got
that.
The pike hat on this week. Do you know when you get to wear it, the pike hat, John?
When you've caught a pike.
When you've caught a pike. Have you ever caught a pike, John?
Well, no, you know I haven't.
And you can't wear the pike hat.
No, I've tried to catch.
When
one,
you
does that
do
count?
Eventually catch a pike, I will buy you a pike hat, John. And I will present it like an England cap.
We'll hold it like it's a fish.
Yes.
Hold it. Weigh it.
You should have seen the cap that got away. I'd love to see you in an enormous, like the Dorking Wanderers, Matt. Mark White. Is it Mark White?
Yeah.
Like
a really high cap.
Really high hat.
A stovepipe. He wears it. He's developed the stovepipe like, cap.
He's like the Isambard Kingdom Brunel of caps. Isn't he?
He is. Developing big sort of structural engineering projects in Dorking.
He is indeed. They're doing well this season.
They are doing really well, aren't they?
Caught a pike this week, John.
Which
is why I've got the
pike. Saying the time.
I've caught the pike this week.
Past pike.
This is the third pike I've caught in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I caught, I absolutely did not mean to.
Right.
It was a massive mistake. I had a hook. I had some red wool on it that looked like blood.
Ah.
And that's how I caught that one. Mm-hmm. And then that one, I had to. You have to turn them over and pull it out their gills a lot of the time. It's no great. Second one I caught this year.
Yes.
I knew what I was doing. Pretty happy. Couldn't pick it up, could I?
I've seen the video footage of you trying to pick it up. And it is a colossal panic.
We will put on that Obs Pod. I'm allowing it to go out.
I like
out,
it.
John.
I thought that was. You weren't allowing that to go out.
Well, I always think the fish looks like it. It's not my fault. I just panic. I'm not very good at picking the fish up. This one, this week.
Confidence.
Caught the pike. It was the smallest fish I've seen in my life.
It's a very small pike.
For a pike?
Yeah.
Caught it on a little spinner, copper spinner I used. Now, it was a tiny little one. And I thought, I felt sorry for it. I felt sorry for it when I caught it. Mm. I thought, oh, you don't want to be caught. But pike, they exist and get bigger by eating other pike.
Yeah.
That's how they
exist.
They're
horrible things, aren't they?
They're not very nice, are they?
No.
So I don't feel sorry for the pike. Even for the tiny little one I caught. You don't like their eyes, do you, John?
I find that their dead eyes are a bit spooky.
They'd eat you, John.
Yeah.
If you fell in.
Oh, yeah, they would.
If you fell in and you had a bit. And you had if you got cut accidentally on the riverbank, you're having a picnic, John. You're having a picnic, but you were cutting some French bread with a big carving knife.
Mm-hmm.
You accidentally chopped your fingers off. And in the pain, you fell in the river, right?
This picnic's gone very wrong, isn't it?
And you blacked out. It's like a Midsummer Murders picnic. And you blacked out with the pain and your fingers were chopped off and you were covered in blood. You attracted the pike.
Yeah.
They'd eat you, John.
Yeah, of course.
They'd have no qualms.
They'd strip me limb from limb.
Do people ever say they've got qualms?
Well, I don't know what a qualm is.
People say they've got no qualms.
Yeah.
I've never
got some qualms.
I've never
some qualms.
I've got a few qualms about that.
might try and use that. I'll try and use that today.
Well, I've got
there
qualms.
There are always some qualms.
How are you feeling about going to about Hungerford at home in the FA Cup? I've got some qualms.
Got a few qualms about it.
I wonder if we're using it in the right way.
What's my name? Well, Gary, what did you do in the performance today? Well, I had a few qualms.
I've got no qualms.
Yeah.
Qualms. Q-U-A-L-M-S. Nice.
Qualms.
Anyway, pike fishing. Why I'm saying it, John?
Yeah.
It's because we lost to Hemel Hempstead.
Yes.
In the National League South. You sometimes have to let the smaller pike eat you so they can get bigger.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, you know, because sometimes...
You have been eaten at
I know, but sometimes you're not fully eaten.
No.
I'm going somewhere with this. Sometimes you can cut a pike open and the other pike are inside it.
Really?
It's grim, isn't it? Yeah. They eat other pike whole.
Yeah, but they must digest them.
Like that little pike I caught was ready to be eaten by a massive pike.
Yeah.
Like going to be eaten whole. Ooh. I read a thing with someone the other day and they said they were eaten by a killer whale. Or they went in, a kayaker went in a
kick. I think I read this.
And it said, yeah. And I quite liked it.
He was just knocking about inside, wasn't he? And then eventually just spat him out.
Quite liked it. And yeah. Then got spat out, like the song that goes, Jonah, he lived in a whale. He made his home in that fish abdomen. Brilliant. What a lyric.
What a lyric.
Yeah, Jonah, he lived in a whale.
That sounds like one for the big hat bastards.
Yeah.
I like the way you pull the faces.
Yeah, the big hat bastards of blues. Charlie Baker's big hat bastards of blues. Can look forward
coming
to
soon.
That. Methuselah, he lived 900 years.
It's the face, I find it really scary.
I'm good at it, aren't I? Qualms, John. Yeah. Look it up. What does it mean? Are we saying in the right way? How did you feel about it? We're going to listen to, we got some audio of Hemel Hempstead a little bit later on.
Qualms.
It was miserable, wasn't it, John?
Yeah. It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Wow, God, I thought we'd pulled it. I thought we'd got away with it. Do you think we're going to... I think we're going to win the league, John.
Do you know what? I think Phil Collins said it best. I don't care anymore.
Oh,
I just,
really?
So, I'm done with
that
it.
That lined up like Vanarama FM. Here we go, mate.
What don't you care about anymore?
You don't care about
on
it?
On the text, no.
You just, get like this, though. You got like this at the end of last season. You didn't care about
it
anymore.
I'm just going to be worn down by it all.
But you have to care a bit because you have to, those defeats, those like last minute defeats or those like collapses that we had there, you have to experience those to feel the joy when
you
it
do.
Goes the other
I
way.
I mean, I cared when we went 2-1 up and I celebrated in that Hemel fan's face.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
That wasn't good. You'll hear Give, that. In
giving it the big
You'll hear that in the audio.
It was, it is difficult to care. Not care. It's difficult not to go, oh, God, this is meant to be fun.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I don't mind losing. Well, look, we're going to lose some, aren't we?
Of course. Got to lose.
It was the manner of the defeat was difficult. It was difficult because we hadn't played well. And Ross...
The whole thing was difficult.
Ross Marshall's Coffinswell eyes. I know we'll cover that.
It's all in there.
Don't even bring it up, John.
No.
Why are you even bringing it up?
Should we work out
what's
on
coming
the
up
podcast?
In the podcast, John?
Yeah, we'll have some National League news if we must. I really don't care anymore.
John, but you got
Can
a national. Thing is, John, you got a National League podcast.
I don't care.
National League football podcast. That's what you've got, whether you like it or not.
It's taken me till September the 28th, and I'm done.
But you've got a podcast all about it.
This might be the earliest I've ever been done with it all.
You've got qualms about the rest
of
the league.
I've got qualms about the whole thing. National League news. Yeah, we did go to Hemel on Saturday.
Yeah.
No Dremel before Hemel. We went to Hemel. We can now have Dremel.
No, Dremel, okay, lovely.
Because we've been to Hemel.
We've been there now.
And we recorded some fun.
We did. Some fun. Recorded some audio.
That, I think, covers us.
That covers it.
No one could be missold, but it is some audio.
It's some audio. Some will be there. Look, you know, this is a labour of love. You know, what you get is what you get. Have it, eat it. Look at the result in the book.
Yeah.
There's a musician's Facebook page that's called T. Have I said this before? T I A S T F U, right? T I A STFU, and it stands for take it and shut the fuck up, right? Right, which is, and it's all pictures of food they've been given at various functions. And it's always like a crap sandwich or like,
on a paper
like
plate.
half a pizza between, you know, 12 of them, you know. Yeah. Like, but it's take it and shut the fuck up. Yeah, so, you know.
That's
how John's feeling about today's podcast. It's a shame, John, because people enjoy it.
Yeah, well, look.
People go back to the beginning and listen to it from the beginning.
I know.
220 episodes of it.
Yeah. I'm awful then.
Yeah, right. Go on.
You went to Trowel, which is very exciting.
Look, I don't want to show off.
No.
But I went to Trowel services. So we'll have a.
You didn't just go to Trowel. You stayed at Trowel.
Stayed at Trowel. And I wanted to share the experience with people because I know it's not the sort of thing that everyone gets to do.
No.
We've got some letters, John.
So that worked out quite
nice. So that's nice, isn't it?
Trowel is good.
Let's have some National League news then, shall we? Got some results. Have you? Come on, John. Let's get going.
It's all there.
Go get it. Let's go.
What do you want? National League or National League South?
National League South news, please. Okay, let's cover the National League South this week.
Yeah, I can't be bothered with the National League.
Oh, John.
National League South. Avely 1, Braintree 1.
If you were a Pike, you'd be just like... fiddling about in the margins.
Just eat me.
Just
eat me.
You'd be going to other bike. You'd be biting yourself trying to get some blood going.
I know what it is. I'm very morose about the whole thing. I've got qualms.
John's got qualms.
Yeah.
This is John. He's got qualms.
He's got qualms. I've got qualms.
Do you think we've said qualms in this podcast more than anyone's ever said qualms in a podcast?
It's one of those words. When he starts saying it, what a weird word to say, qualms.
What have you got for us?
Avely 1, Braintree 1. That was on Saturday.
Yeah.
Battle of the
Battle
of the Essex team.
Yeah, this was the annoying thing, that everyone else messed it up on Saturday. So it didn't actually do us that much harm.
No.
But we could have gone top.
Yeah.
We'll be top eventually.
2 points off.
Yeah, we'll be top eventually. Don't worry about it. 10 games, John. 10 games. We're just behind 2 points a game.
Exactly.
And that's what you need.
Cream always rises to the top.
Yay, get on.
As they say.
Get on there. The big pikes always eat the little pikes. Do you think I've gone a bit pike mad?
I've gone a bit. It's pike and qualm so far, isn't it?
So exciting when you catch one because you're catching like a... It's like catching a little dinosaur.
Yeah. One of
I know, but I only popped out for an hour.
River predator.
I popped out for an hour to clear my head, get my head right.
Yeah.
I'd just go out. I'd always go out with me. And then I was like, oh my God, I've caught a pike. And I forgot I had to do an interview with BBC Radio Lincolnshire. So I'd literally just caught the pike.
Yeah.
And I had on the phone, like, oh no, I've got an interview with BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Did you do it on the riverbank?
So I did it, but on the bank.
Nice.
I didn't tell them I was on the bank.
I think they could probably hear it. The wind noise.
Me panicking.
I've sold any tickets off the back of it.
Sound quite panicked, Charlie. Yes, Avely 1, Braintree 1. Lovely.
Bath 2, Dover 2.
They're doing all right, aren't they? They top Bath?
Bath are top, yeah.
Bath are top, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Dover are 23rd. One win all season.
Drop. There's the 2 points.
Imagine being that crap in this league.
I know. I know, and we drew with them 2-2. Completely on fumes.
Yeah.
We had qualms that day.
We had plenty of
qualms. Qualms FC. when do you most get qualms, John, in a football match? If we're 2-1 up and got 5 minutes to go.
5 minutes to go seems like a good, appropriate point for some qualms.
It's not injury time anymore.
Yeah.
Qualms time. I don't call it that anymore.
Yeah.
Time for qualms.
Well, we had Gary time, and now we've got qualms time.
Qualms time. We've got a few qualms with 10 minutes to go.
Oh, dear, I sense a few qualms coming.
Oh, my word. Qualms.
Cyril Knowles never had any qualms.
No, nothing wrong with that. Sammy Collins never heard of a qualm.
Chelmsford nil, St Albans 2.
Yeah, I mean, I'd forgotten about...
What are these games?
I'd forgotten
about...
I'd forgotten about these teams we're playing. Saying them, and it's like, this is the sort of teams places I'm going on my tour, playing their studios.
Little 50 seats. What?
Anyway, carry on, John. Come on.
However bad you think Chelmsford St Albans was, it gets worse. Mm-hmm. Dartford 1, Tonbridge Angels 0.
Oh, yeah, man. Is that the Bridge Derby? Are they close to each other? Dartford and Tonbridge? Feels like they are. terrible.
Tonbridge is out in the... Actually, I don't know.
Who cares? Yeah. Who cares? Play him at some point, won't we?
Probably.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit. I'm
trying to come, John, you've got a podcast.
Dartford aren't doing well, though. They're 15th.
Good.
Alan Dowson's Dartford.
Good. Old school, wasn't it?
Mm.
Dartford used to be the ones, and Billericay used to be the ones in the old school, old days, the OG.
Billericay aren't even in this league anymore.
Not even in it anymore.
Eastbourne 2, Welling 2.
Lovely.
Lovely. I don't have anything to say about.
Sounds like a nice
games.
Day out for an old person, doesn't it? Eastbourne v Welling.
we could go to Eastbourne now, couldn't we? Because your South End.
Yeah, my South. Oh, that's a good point.
It's made
actually
out of racked concrete. So that's the Pemberton Theatre.
One date has gone through concrete, John.
Yes.
One date has gone through unforeseen circumstances, and the unforeseen circumstance was that not many people like me in crew.
Oh.
Well, they don't know it's on. Let's go with that.
There's only so many tickets Rodney Jack could buy.
I think about 29 people liked me in crew.
That's nice enough, really.
And it had to go by the wayside, unfortunately.
Oh, shame.
But there we are. Unforeseen circumstance was unpopular. Who could have foreseen that?
Yeah,
they had qualms. Left.
They had qualms. Cree's got qualms.
Carry on with
so
it.
So, yeah, we can go Eastbourne now.
Yeah, yes, I will try and go That'll Eastbourne. Yeah, that's unless I've got the children or something, John. You know how it is. I'll bring the children to Eastbourne. Actually, I've got friends in Eastbourne.
Yeah.
That's nice.
They are by the
seaside. It's a nice place. Do you know what, actually? Getting the sea in Eastbourne is lovely. It's the old Victorian bathing waters.
Yeah.
Remember, do you know they used to say that? What do they call them? Call it when people used to go in and they would take the waters.
Not Billy Waters.
Not Billy Waters. We could do with him now.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's on a 5-year deal or 4-year or 5-year deal at Wrexham.
Yeah.
And doesn't play.
Humphrey. Call him now.
Get him on the line. Billy Waters is exactly what we need. We need a defender.
Yeah, I know we
and
do.
And some midfielders. But other than that, they're coming back. Asa Hall and Dawson, they're coming back at some point.
Some point. Farnborough 2, Slough 2.
Where? Yes, great. Lots of two-alls. Are all these games two-all?
A lot of two-alls, yeah.
Okay.
Slough picked up a bit. 2 wins in the draw from their last 3. So
lovely.
Well done, Slough.
Well done, Slough.
Hampton, Richmond 1, Yeovil 2. I saw the Yeovil 2 because I live very close to Hampton.
Yeah.
And as I was, where were we on Saturday?
Hemel.
As I was driving about 5 minutes from home.
Yeah.
What were coming the other way out of Hampton?
Yeovil bloody
Yeovil's
town.
Yeovil's team bus.
Yeovilton.
I thought, you bastards!
You bastards, Yeovil!
And I was like, oh, who's the man?
Yeovilton.
I could see Mark Cooper there, just in the front. Frank Lubel.
I can't believe Mark Cooper's still there. I thought he'd have been sacked by now. There we are.
Yeah.
I wish Yeovil would sort of fall apart a bit.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Like Scunthorpe are falling apart because they've got. I mean, it's very sad.
Did Frank Newball score?
Looks, I think he did actually.
Yeah.
I mean, he is scoring goals. He seems to be staying fit as well, which is really annoying.
Yeah. I banked on it. Yeah.
Really, I was hoping he'd get injured.
Long term injury.
Out for the season. Enjoyed myself. Thanks, lads. Going to call it a day. I was really hoping for that.
Retired in October.
Yeah. Trying to get media work.
Well, it could still happen. Hemel, who are you talking to?
Yep.
Here is what happened in Hemel.
Yellow Army!
Hemel
away! Hemel, open brackets, A, close brackets.
Proudly sponsored by Sir Mike Penning, MP. Working for you.
He's working for
that
you.
That sign looks so old, I reckon he's been dead 30 years.
A quality fit, not a fast fit. That's not Mike Penning. That's Avco Motors.
I reckon Sir Mike Penning was in Churchill's government. That sign's that old.
Already nearly killed half the Talk United team.
Just trying to say hello to Guy Henderson. It's a little tin pot, isn't it? It's a tin pot setup. Somehow sponsored by McDonald's, not quite sure how.
Why is the away dugout so far up the pitch?
It's practically at the corner flag. Anyway, this is the level.
Smallest club shop you've ever seen. We're here for a reason, John.
No one can understand the word the PA is saying. Here's Mark Allison.
Come on, United.
1-0, John.
1-0, Hemel.
I can see Paul Bastard.
Where?
Behind the goal, the other end.
Oh, yes. There there he is. We're starting to really add.
Where's Wally? Where's Paul? They should do a really should do a Where's Paul book.
I'd buy it.
A fundraiser. Where's Paul?
Yeah, conceded one of the worst goals anyone's ever seen. Go on, Brad Astral.
1-0, yeah. Terrible goal.
Marshall decided to head it back across goal, no goal. Reason at all, under no pressure. Gave
on the,
away
on
goal.
The line. Headed it back across goal on the line. You picked an unlucky spot, John, and your nephew's here, so I can't do any swearing. So I am going to have to move in a minute. I'll give it 5 more minutes.
A fantastic moment when all the Hemel fans turned up at this end, having moved because they wanted to be at the end of their shooting board, and it was like a parade of what they can only describe as circus freaks. Every single one had sort of some unique characteristic. Anyway, here we go. This bloke in front of us has spent the entire 20 minutes so far throwing his arms up in the air. He's not happy.
Yeah, absolutely dreadful.
Bad. Here we go. A change of position in the second half.
Found a lucky spot, John. No one scored yet.
Come to the side of the pitch instead. Is that... As you just said, you say close to the
pitch. Very low next to the pitch, like you're playing.
Stood next to the linesman.
Like you're running the line. You can hear... See, Jules Nixon has tried to find the lucky spot.
Oh yeah, he's standing in front
the people
of
people in the
he's
lucky
standing
spot.
In front of a quality fit, not a fast fit. Which
that,
is
that is the lucky spot.
Very
and appropriate. And they went away and came back. They must be Hemel fans. They know where it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Staying is over. Whatever it is about these, I'm not blaming the pitch, but we are. It is so slow.
Yeah, it's not happening. I don't think today's happening. Unless they get knackered.
I think they'll get knackered.
I think one, if as we get the next goal, then we win.
As long as the ref. Oh god. Oh, God.
Example.
Well, book him then. Book him. As long as... If we can score, we'll win.
I think so. Next goal.
If you know what I mean.
But I know what you mean.
I'd love to say lovely little ground, good food, all that shit. But I couldn't give a shit. I just want to get 3 points and go home.
3 points to get out of Hemel Hempstead.
Oh, God.
Lorenzo had a chat with Alan Wills by way at half time. He was showing us the interior of the clubhouse, which is sort of done up like the Sistine Chapel.
Very nice.
Michelangelo's David inside.
Go on, Brad Ash. We need to get those balls in the box. Go on, Laps. Get it in the bloody box! Here it comes. This is it. Moxie. To Tomlinson. Bet Moxie never thought he'd be saying that in his career. Get it. Right, get
well
it.
Done, Sean.
Go on.
Sean.
In the box with pace. Oh my God. Awful. The
problem is,
awful.
I feel like he can hear you say awful.
Good.
We're about 5 yards from him.
Well, that was awful.
It was awful, but he probably knows it. Oh dear. Right.
Right.
Terrible. There's fact check, by the way. I've checked. Sir Mike Penning still alive.
Oh, okay.
65 years old. Conservative.
Is he still
MP.
Working for you?
Well, I don't know. Not for me, but if anyone in the Hemel constituency wants to confirm, is he still working for you? Stick that up your arse, you time-wasting, horrible, cheating bastard.
I just realised it. It's a mixed stadium, and I went,
I just
got a bit angry.
Didn't realise that the Hemel fans behind me. They're horrible.
Their keeper's injured. They're time-wasting. This is it, lucky spot, John.
I tell you
lucky
who made that
life.
Goal, Luke Pearce.
Kept the ball on
the touchline. Really good header, Jarvis, fantastic.
Who's coming
ball.
On now?
Collins, this chance. Who scored in the end? Was it Jenkins Davis?
I think it's. I might count as an own goal to hit someone.
Oh,
went
he did
in
go on the
keeper,
line, yeah.
But I think it was Jenkins
Davis. Jenkins Davis shot.
Anyway.
Who's coming on? Hansen. Right. Oh, God.
We win, we're top of the league, by the way.
This is, we should mention, there have been a lot of mention of Coughlin's well eyes today because Ross Marshall made the mistake for the
Ross
first
Marshall.
Goal.
Ross Marshall. Has been awful today.
He's been awful because we've realised those eyes are only guaranteed for a month.
Just if people are considering going to Coffin's Well Eyes, then they guarantee it's only a month. And then after that, what did you say, John?
Well, they might start rotting.
They start
after
rotting.
That. There
in,
is that. It's happening.
The eyes
I think
start rotting
Brett's,
in your own
Brett's
head.
Are just on the downhill now because he's been. Yeah. He's not had a great
game. Been a month. Not
but Ryan Hansen's
so
on, and we're hoping he's been.
I think he's been to. So Ryan Hansen for the next goal. Mark our words.
Get in!
Ball's in the box, John! Quality ball in the box!
Dan Martin, that was, I think,
right,
wasn't it?
Blow up. Good ball in from Dan Martin out here. Left foot off the right wing. Change the angle.
Marshall.
Bang, Marshall.
Coffin's well eyes.
Kick back in.
Stop jolting momentarily. Ball, shove it up
right,
your ass,
win
Hemel,
now,
Hemel
win.
They've got exactly what they deserve.
No, they're cool. Start.
Might stop now. Time wasting.
I didn't think it was a bit premature on We Are Top of the League.
They've literally gone straight up the other end and equalised. How annoying.
I did say they're going to score from 26.
Corner kick, big 26 man
at the back
down.
Stick.
If they scored two identical goals, basically, from corners.
Couldn't cope with it.
Defending at set pieces has been dreadful. Well, to be honest, I would take
late.
A draw out of today because we've not been very good. I celebrated right in that Hemel fan's face before as well, so I can't look to my right now, unfortunately, so I just have to look this way. Well, it's pretty classic stuff.
Who is he?
I did say you shouldn't be allowed to bring on a
classic
massive man.
Talking.
And they have.
Absolute
and
classic talking. Thought we'd done the job. Went 2-1 up. Thought we'd done the job. And there we are. Great. Let the big man go and fucking score.
That was absolutely dog shit defending.
A classic
just
talk.
Just walked straight through.
An absolute classic Torquay goal there.
I think Torquay you did call result. Both those goals right before they happened.
Didn't I? Oh, here we go.
It's annoying because I moved to this spot
absolute
just before
classic.
We scored, and I thought I'd found another lucky
well,
spot.
Yes, you're the unlucky one.
Well, no, because
I'm
we scored.
I'm the unlucky.
But then we scored anyway.
No, but it's
2-1.
My lucky spot. You don't need to join me in the lucky spot.
Did we? Or did we
you're
not score two goals?
You're the one dragging down the lucky spot.
It's rubbish. We scored both our goals
no,
after I've been it.
No, I stood in the lucky spot. You dragged down the spot. Falling out, and the podcast is falling out now. Everyone's falling out, blaming each other.
It's broken. Hemel's broken up the podcast.
I'm going home. I just don't want to do it anymore. That's it, John. The game isn't over, but the game is over.
It's basically over.
Time to go home. There we are. Look, what are we? 10 games? Is that 10 games?
Yeah.
2 points a game. 20.
I've lost all heart in it.
Can't
I've completely lost all heart. We're not going up.
Oh, John. We've had this before. This before. I mean, we've shown
it's 10-6. We're sixth in this dog
sick.
Shit tin pot. Sick. Useless pub league.
You have to get used to it, innit? Kick
it six.
About. We've gone from top to sixth. And that's what
innit.
Can happen, innit?
2-1 up, 80 something minutes.
Top to
six
in 2 seconds, in 2 minutes.
King appalling.
There we are. I've not enjoyed my trip to Hemel Hempstead. I did for about 1 minute.
A brief minute, it was quite fun.
For about 1 minute, I enjoyed my trip to Hemel Hempstead.
What a minute it was.
There we are. Back to you in the studio.
That's us, isn't it?
Lovely. There we are.
That was fun.
Disappointing.
Maidstone 4, Worthing 0. So Worthing, obviously the early
dropping.
Pace setters.
No, we're never. This is what we said, John. There's only going to be two teams in this division. Everyone else is rubbish.
Got one win from the last
got
four.
Nothing. They've got nothing about them, the rest of them.
Maidstone had a slowish start, but they're picking up a bit now.
Yeah.
So they're getting there.
We've got them next in the league at home.
Taunton 0, Haventham Waterlooville 0.
Yeah, what a game. Imagine going to that.
Taunton's coming up as well soon, eh?
Imagine going to, well, it's all Tuesday nights because of the police. The police, just if people don't know, bing, the police.
Message in the bottle.
Oh, listen to some police live. Oh, listen to the police
brilliant.
Live in Buenos Aires. What a band.
Fantastic.
What a band. Stuart Copeland is an unbelievable drummer.
It's insane.
I think he's probably the greatest
good.
Of all time pop and rock drummers.
The final sort of minute and a half of Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, I think it's
what
the
a
best.
Song that
it's
is.
It's a brilliant song.
The whole
it's
song.
One of the best pieces of drumming you'll ever hear.
The Police.
It's incredible.
Jesus, what a band. What was I saying?
I don't know.
The so Police. Stuart Copeland, Andy Summers? No, Andy Summers.
Yeah.
And Gordon Sumner, of course, Sting.
Is it Andy Summers?
Ann Summer. Are you thinking of Ann Summers? The sex shop lingerie
the
people.
Sex shop people.
Quams.
Andy Summers.
Andy Summers. Ann Summers.
Ann Summers.
Andy Summers is the sort of male version of Ann Summers.
Ann and Andy Summers. And the thing is about Andy Summers, he's very straight laced.
Very straight. Just
doesn't,
sells.
Doesn't like any of that business.
He's a news agent. None of that, thank you.
Doesn't like any funny business.
Just sells tobacco and newspapers.
Yeah. No Mucky magazines. Not even a Mucky magazine. Not on his watch.
No, thank you. Keep it clean.
You need my wife Anne for that sort of thing.
Oh, hello. And Anne comes down, gives you a little wink, takes her out the back.
Andy's not having anything to watch. what goes on out the back is Anne's domain.
There's nothing to do with it. There we are.
And that's how it all started, folks.
Lovely. The police.
Yes. Come on.
Have said Torquay can't play anyone local on, I think they've said it on a Tuesday night. Right. On a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So all, because we have, for some reason, have some sort of reputation of trouble. Don't know why that is, but we apparently do. So that's why all the local big games are on a Tuesday night. That's why.
Okay. They've got, the police have got qualms.
Inside, they, the police have qualms. Exactly that, John.
Truro nil, Western Supermare 1.
Yeah, who cares?
And Weymouth 1, Chippenham 1.
Yep. I don't know what we're supposed
all
to say.
All those games happened.
It's like they all happened. And yeah. Look, we're not even 10 games in yet. Oh, we are. We're 10 games in. Exactly, we're 10 games in.
Judge me after 10 games.
We're judging you after 10 games. Fine.
And the judgment is some qualms.
6 out of 10. You've got qualms. I have some qualms. Less qualms than you. But I'm still pretty confident.
Yeah.
6 to 6.5 out of 10.
6.5 qualms out of 10.
The National Obsession.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The National Obsession.
The last tour show I did was in Hull, and Friday night this week I am playing 4 miles from Hull in a brilliant bit of tour booking.
Tour scheduling.
A, it'd be the same people who want to go and see it.
Yeah.
And B, there's two venues you don't really need to fight. But I mean, I'm not particularly popular in Hull. So
it looked like you had a good time.
I had a lovely time. We sold 100 tickets, yeah. John. And we've sold 70 so far for this Friday night. So
where's
look,
that?
In Barton upon Humber, the Rope Walk.
Oh. I've never heard of Barton upon Humber, but I'm very pleased nice
place.
I do now.
Very nice place. Ended up staying Dream of All Dreams on expenses in Trowell. And here it is.
WVB.
Yeah. Got it.
Great stuff, thank you.
Okay, so your room number is going to be 107.
Okay.
Check out if it's 412.
412. Thanks very much. Thanks
thank
for
you.
Help. Room's 107. That's Trowell. Opening the door, lovely smell. What is that smell? Very nice room, just having a look out the window. And I can see my car, so that's very good, isn't it? That window's open. Thieves' entrance there. Tea and coffee, full tea and coffee making facilities. I've arrived. It's cost £88 for the night. It was 140 yesterday, so I'm glad I waited the extra day. Check out at 12. You can wake up, have a leisurely breakfast at Trowell, of course. Perhaps have a cup of tea in the EDC cafe. Have a good look around the Smiths and still have time to come back to your room. So there we are. I'll tell you how I get on in the morning. Good morning. I've woken up. It's a very beautiful day here in Trowell. You may be able to hear the kettle boiling in the background. Because, of course, there are tea and coffee making facilities actually in the room. You don't have to go out to make a cup of tea at Trowell. They're in the room. And, for instance, I woke up this morning. I needed a wee. I thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to go to the room down the hall, of course, or something. I'll go outside. There's full ensuite facilities. It really is. The rumours are true. So, yeah. I mean, it's been make-a-wish stuff, really has. A great night's sleep, full tea and coffee. Toilet, a smell of
like they're covering up a dead body. Dream come true stuff. And there we are, just put my key in the box. And time to check out. I suppose everything has to come to an end. Time to check out, get back on the road. Maybe I'll come back one day. Start saving, okay. Save trowel out.
There it is, John.
I like it when you described it as a make-a-wish moment.
Dreams come true.
Dreams can come true.
Look at me, babe. When we win the league, if we win the league, me and you are going to go and stay at trowel on the piss. That's the prize. Trying to keep you, I'm trying to keep you interested. There's the bait. I've thrown the bait in. I've chummed the water.
In the bar of the travel lodge.
Yeah. Yeah. I've chummed the
bar. You two off anywhere?
Look at it. There's no bar in the travel lodge, John.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be me and you in a travel lodge with cans of lager.
I thought there was a bar. There must be a bar. There's no bar.
It's a travel lodge.
Yeah, but weary travellers still put water and drink.
There's no bar. There, I've chummed the water, John. Are you back in?
Is there not like a harvester or something next door?
I'm trying to get you in. No, it all shuts. All shuts at 11 o'clock at night. Well, there is like a Greggs or like a McDonald's.
They're always attached to like a Hungry Horse or something.
It's not, John.
No.
Trowel is not. Trowel is enough by itself.
Everything you need is under that roof.
Every little thing it does is magic.
Good.
There we are. I'm reeling you back in now. I'm reeling you back in. That trip to trowel.
After we had a couple of cans, what do we do then?
Just thumbs up.
Watch the traffic for a bit. Trowel.
Like that.
Go for a walk around the service station.
Perhaps go to the garage. Back, and then back in the services, I'm back.
Yeah.
Great, isn't it?
Buy some magazines. Mm. A big teddy bear.
Yeah, all those things. That scarecrow in the Smiths. There we are.
Well, it sounds like something, doesn't it?
Chumming the water.
Yeah.
The pike's eating the other pike. Any letters, John?
Yes.
And now it's time for letters from a listener.
Where you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any sane letters, John?
Yes, we have. So we've got loads.
Oh,
right,
oh
let's
God,
get going.
Right. Come on, John.
John Greenwood, but John, I appreciate your email, but it's a National League North update from about 2 weeks ago. Oh. So, frankly,
read the first three lines.
It says Scunthorpe's still top, but fate's on their side. Sam Pipers have appointed Jim Bentley as new manager at Southport.
Saw that, Southport,
New manager bounce started with two wins. I don't know what they've done since, but John, we do appreciate it. It's our fault. We weren't here last
week.
You weren't to know.
Scunthorpe are in big trouble in the National League North, John. Financially, it's very sad. Looks like they're probably going to go out of business.
Oh, really?
Unless they're bought
very
soon. You
did say it was either going to go one or two ways.
Yeah, it's another sort of South End situation, unfortunately. So
they've chucked a lot of money around.
They have. Might be a few players available, which is...
Yeah.
I'm not saying it'll benefit us, but pike eat other pike.
It's very much pike and qualms week, isn't it?
Pike and qualms. If it was the Great British Bake Off...
It's Pike and
Qualms
Week.
Hello, welcome to Pike and Qualms Week.
Ding, 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 ding,
no
ding,
one knows
ding,
what that is.
Ding,
what
ding,
even
ding,
is
ding,
that?
Ding, 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 ding,
what,
ding.
What is Pike and Qualms? Lovely, John. Thanks, John Greenwood.
Tibbs Ashton.
Oh, yeah,
thank
on
you,
the
John.
Ice, Tibbs. On the ice.
Please keep the updates coming. Tibbs says, as ever, love you and love the show. Thanks.
Love the show,
Steve. Love the show, Steve.
Thank you,
he says, I always enjoy a meandering anecdote to start the podcast. And if it involves Scottish pop rock, then so much the better. I think this is going back to Deacon Blue.
Deacon Blue, okay.
This really is going back. Hopefully, Delamitri's chat next week. Never met Delamitri.
I had a head of year who once came in to school and he had to do the, it looked like he didn't know he had to do it. He had to do the school assembly.
Mm.
He hadn't prepared anything, and he was a friend of my dad's, and I knew he liked a bottle of red wine now and again, and he looked like he'd had three bottles of red wine the night before. And instead of doing a school assembly, he read out the lyrics to Nothing Ever Happens, Nothing Happens At All by Delamitri, which I don't know if you know that, John. Just read them out.
Not really.
Nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song. And he just read out the lyrics, and we all said, is this just your... It's like he'd been listening to it the night before.
Yeah.
There we are. A bit of Delamitri for you there.
I used to work at... my first job in radio was at Heart.
Oh, okay, mate.
Okay, mate. Yeah. And if ever you heard Roll to Me by Delamitri,
yeah,
that meant you had 2.5 minutes to to fill your timing.
Oh, nice.
Was
it's
off.
A short song,
it's
is it?
It's a perfect short song for if you've, you're a bit under. There you go. Roll to Me. Oh,
they're good, actually.
Mm.
No?
They're all right.
Oh, Derek Amitri. Be a good, what a good name for a tribute.
Derek Amitri.
Be a good Delamitri tribute act. Derek Amitri.
Tibbs also says, whilst discussing Brentford's Stanley Granny Trolley Tucci.
Oh, yeah.
This is, again, going back a few weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Charlie
yeah.
said he was in one of his top three films.
Mm.
My OCD will not let this lie. Which
Big
film?
Night. We discussed it. Big said? Night.
Yeah, Big Night.
It's a great, great film.
I imagine Charlie's film choice is quite arty and musical, whilst John's a more Deuce Bigelow male gigolo.
Oh, wow. Dan's got us completely wrong there.
Completely wrong.
I mean, Maya and I are pretending to be arty a lot of the time, but actually I'll enjoy Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Tibbs?
Yeah.
Lovely. Carry on.
Thanks,
on,
Tibbs.
On the ice, Miller. On the ice, Tibbs.
Windy Miller says, he's a Tranmere fan.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
He says, suffice to say, Ian Dawes. Do you remember Ian Dawes?
Yes, Ian Dawes.
Ian Dawes. He's gone back to his day job outside Asda because he's been sacked by Tranmere.
Yeah. That was a shame.
That's
one of those,
a shame,
one of those managers didn't look like it. Is this the manager? or is he just selling programmes?
He says, on topic, could Aaron Jarvis do a job in the Football League?
Yes.
I think he's doing the scouting there, Adam.
Can you have him? No.
No. You can't have him, Adam, so clear off.
Someone might have him at Christmas. You never know.
Steve Burton.
Lovely.
Burton gets in touch.
Burton's menswear.
Burton's
hello,
menswear.
I'm sure,
hello
you,
menswear.
I'm sure you've heard it. Or Albion, up to you.
Burton Albion.
Don Amott, King of Caravans.
Yes. Been a while since we've seen that.
Don Amott.
It says, hi, Charlie and Joan. I stumbled across the Natobs podcast a few weeks ago, and I'm loving it.
Ah,
I've actually
nice.
Started at the beginning of the back catalogue now, and I'm up
lovely.
To episode 52, whilst also keeping up to date with the most recent ones. I'm attacking from both ends, so to speak.
Good luck to you. Montezuma's Revenge.
Montezuma's podcast. That's what you're going for. I'm actually a long-time season ticket holder at Chelsea.
Okay.
But I can never get an away ticket due to popular demand and the fact that the corporates have been giving more of the away allocation.
Yeah.
Just hacking everyone off.
All that
As
sort
a result,
of thing.
I'm a season ticket holder at Southend United to maintain my regular live football fix.
God.
You're a real sucker for
punishment,
aren't
interesting
you?
Owners.
Southend and Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's a bummer when both teams are either at home on the same day, but Chelsea... That sentence doesn't make any sense.
Whether on the same day or the same, you know,
I must admit, I'm keeping another eye out for the goals results now due to your podcast. Yep. I've only ever seen them once at Roots Hall. Was it when we got promoted, Steve?
Oh, yeah, maybe it was.
2004. After a lovely sunny holiday in Torbay last week, my better half, I have a question. Is it a legal requirement to have a dog in Devon? I've never seen so many four-legged beasts on a lead anywhere, or do Devonians simply enjoy pooper scooping? Keep up the good work and up the
goals. There are a lot of dogs in Devon. Are there a lot more dogs in Devon than...
Any more than anywhere else?
I don't know. But look. Maybe start supporting Torquay United.
Yeah.
Jack in Chelsea, Jack in Southend.
They seem like...
Mix the two together.
Hopeless
you
cases.
You get Torquay United.
Exactly.
No qualms. A no qualms guarantee.
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
Hey, Steve, welcome.
Your FOF journey's begun.
On the ice, you. One letter. You need three to get a FOF number.
Another person beginning their FOF journey, Mark Carter, says, hello, lads. Tottenham Hotspur, Gloucester City sufferer Mark Carter here.
Oh, yeah.
Had the pleasure of sitting next to your good friend Paul Hawksby at Spurs.
Oh, that's nice.
A little mention needed for Premier League winner and former England goalkeeper Tim Flowers.
Tim Flowers just been sacked, didn't he? Sacked.
Stunk the place out of Gloucester City. He sat 9 games into the season in the National League North. Terrible tactics consisting of playing Danny Wright up front on his own and launching the ball up to his head at every opportunity. Even if he wins the header, he's flicking it on to nobody.
Yeah.
Sounds
very familiar. Danny Wright will be manager next.
His final game was a 0-3 loss at home to AFC Totten. So I think it's sort of outskirts of Southampton somewhere in the FA Cup last week.
Yeah.
Our new chairman, Patrick Chambers, who took over in the summer, joined us from Hungerford, has since admitted he was swayed by Flowers' big name from his playing career. Honest, at least, but not ideal. Anyway, Mike Cook has taken over back at the helm. Oh, Mike, that really sounds like one for Mike Cook.
Who you need to speak to there is Mike Cook.
Let me give you a phone number for Mike Cook. He's taken back over after previously leading us to the National League South safety in 2019. He sorted out the mess Chris Todd had left on that occasion.
Oh, God. I thought Chris Todd did a good job. Did he not do a good job?
He did a good job at Eastleigh, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'd forgotten.
You don't want Mike Cook to bring his whole family. You don't want him to bring Mrs. Cook, the kids, all that, because too many cooks. Lovely.
By the way, Mark says, P.S. I fixed Kevin Dawson's toilet the other day.
Oh, that's nice. Ooh. Can you get him fix his legs?
Well, that was very exciting, right, isn't it? I'd like some more details about Kevin Dawson's toilet.
Kevin Dawson's toilet will be the title of next week's...
Downstairs? Upstairs? Was it soft clothes?
Got... Oh, yeah, lovely. Soft. Everyone's got a soft clothes. A button.
Yeah.
I had to take off the... I don't know. We haven't got time to get into that.
We haven't got time for that. Jack Dutton, another first-time email.
Unbelievable. Good morning. Ice. On the ice to you, Jack.
John and Charlie, and bloody hell. My
Jack
name is
Dutton,
Jack.
Jack Dutton, he's on the button.
My name is Jack, and this is my first email. In the last couple of years...
First email ever.
I've listened to...
It might be.
Then you just heard about it.
It might be.
He's been ringing landlines, faxes.
Where is everyone?
Yeah. In the last couple of years, I've listened to the entirety of the podcast. Who are all these people doing this, going to the archives? And I've now become quite fond of the goals and look out for the results and listen to the Talking Talkie podcast
come
as well,
on,
whatever
yellows.
That is. I went to the game on Saturday and I don't know what to bloody say, really. I arrived certainly partial to TFC throughout the match, despite having watched Hemel on occasions before. My credentials are that I went on holiday to Talkie for the eclipse in 1999.
Oh, lovely.
Laughed at the model village with my mum and dad. I remember that eclipse. I think I might have been in... I was in Devon or somewhere.
I was in Barnes.
Yeah.
I was in Barnes for the eclipse.
Stomping ground, of course.
Stomping ground, of course, John. The eclipse, of course. Have some of those pinhole glasses.
Yeah.
Might have been in Devon for the eclipse.
I was.
Wow.
Yeah. How funny. I found Charlie on Saturday and racistly gave him a cider.
Oh, that was him. How nice. Is that John Dutton?
Jack Dutton.
Jack Dutton. Jack, that's really kind.
We found him.
Thank you. So we were a bit sort of perplexed.
Yeah.
We had qualms.
We had some qualms. He just sort of turned up out of thin air and went, I bought you a cider.
A pint
left
of qualms. I thought, did I know this man? And anyway.
Is it spiked?
That was very kind of you. Thank you very much. Half a Magnus was very, very nice. Thank you.
Perhaps you would have preferred a gin and tonic or a lager, but either way, it was my pleasure. John, sorry if I missed you. I was stood next to him.
Stood right
Jack,
next to me.
Right there.
Jack, John probably spoke to you more than I did. That was really kind of you, Jack. Thank you. I love a gin and tonic, but I do get the dooms the next day. Massive dooms.
Oh, I like a gin.
Full of qualms. Well, let's leave the letters there. You've got to move on. Who are the other letters from?
Mark Ridley, Clive Hayward, Alan Wills, Andy Charles.
We've heard from all of them before and they're all lovely and we'll hear them all next week. John's got to go to work. People have to understand, John, that we're at work, you know. So, look, they all sound like great letters. I can sit here and read them on my own if you'd like. But no, we'll do that next week. Thank you for those letters.
Thank you.
On the ice to you all. Send us your letters. See you next week.
See you next week.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.